Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you, God. Hallelujah. My heart belongs to you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise be to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Andre, would you bring up that presentation? If we could record this, that'd be good. Awesome. Praise the Lord. So we mentioned this on Sunday, and I think there's at least a few people here because you were interested in what this means about my church family and next steps. So this is at the heart of everything we do at Apostolic Lighthouse. My church family is what we call it. And this is not just a program. It's really a vision of how we love people from the moment they walk through the doors all the way to the moment they are equipped to serve others. And we're going to walk through the five key words together: welcome, love, connect, grow, and serve. And each one builds on the last. So let's pray before we start this. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to bless us, Lord Jesus, with vision, God, with understanding of what you would have us do, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you for all that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for this understanding, Lord God, for this vision, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are so appreciative, God, for people, Lord Jesus, that want to love and grow, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you could advance to the next slide. This is an overview, and it gives you a roadmap for this strategy. Think of these five words as stepping stones or a pipeline. It's a journey that everyone who walks through the doors can travel. So our job is to make sure that the pipeline is working. And we don't want anyone to fall through the cracks. One of the things that really hurts church growth and hurts discipleship is when there's no place for people to grow. There's no place for them to make the next step. And so every person who visits here should be welcomed. Every member should be loved. Every new convert should be connected to faithful saints. And everyone should be growing. And ultimately, every mature believer should be serving in some way, fulfilling the Great Commission. So keep this picture in mind as we go through each of these sections. Go to the next. And this might be a little small. There's a lot on there, but I'm not going to read the slide. So the first objective is to welcome. First impressions are everything. When a first-time guest walks through the door, they're making a decision a lot of times within the first few minutes whether or not they will come back. And so we have really one shot to get this right. The scripture says Jesus told his disciples to come and dine. He made them feel welcome. He made them sit at a table, if you will. And that's our model. So there's two simple questions that our greeters and our ushers, and really if you're part of the broader church family, you should try to ask every new face, what's your name? This is very simple. And have you been invited to have lunch with our pastor? These two questions communicate something. One is we see you and care about you. And two, we want to know you. We want to get closer to you. Next slide. The key activities for this are really our greeters. And this is a strategy that we've put together so that it's helpful and easy for us to do this. So the greeters, the people that open the door, are the front line. And our greeters, they're not just door holders. They're first responders. They should be warm, welcome, attentive, and proactive. And if someone looks lost, go to them, collect the name, make a meaningful contact. And that goes as well for the ushers. The person coming in should just be overwhelmed by how many people want to help them. And second is the pastor's lunch. And this is one of the most powerful tools we have for turning a guest into a Sunday school member. And a personal invitation from the pastor communicates value. When a leader comes to a person or the pastor goes to the person, it really helps that person feel like, hey, that person really wants me to come back. Yes, that person really wants to get to know me. And we want every guest to receive that invitation multiple times. There's RSVP cards at the back, and that's not just for the ushers to fill out. But if you've talked to somebody and said, have you had lunch with our pastor yet? Most of the time you know if they have or not. But have you had lunch with our pastor yet? And they say no, don't wait. Go get a card, an RSVP card off the back register there, and get that into the offering plate. Next slide, please. Love. This is the next objective. And this is the engine, really, of our evangelism. Because John 13:35 isn't just a nice sentiment. It's really our strategy. Jesus said that the world will know that we are his disciples by our love that we have one for another. So when people on the outside see a church that genuinely loves each other, it draws them in. This is what I'm missing. And our love for one another has to be real, visible, and consistent. And that means we invest in relationships, not just on Sunday morning, but throughout the week. I mean, I think about this because we're going to spend eternity in heaven with, I'm get to spend time with you forever. And that's awesome. So, but I'm not wanting to wait until eternity starts to get to know you and to get closer to you as a brother in Christ. Amen. So fellowship is how love really becomes tangible, and it moves from love from a feeling to a relationship. Go to the next slide, please. And so here are the key activities that we use to build the love as a strategy. Community events is where the whole church body comes together. Think about the all-nation Sunday dinners and holiday gatherings and church cookouts. These bring us together across generations and backgrounds and strengthen our unity. The next big thing really is the 4th of July cookout. And if you haven't been to that yet, you're missing out. Amen. It's good food. What's that? Oh, family game night. Yeah, come. Yeah, it's right on the slide, right? Family game night this Friday, 29th, starts at 6 o'clock. Praise the Lord. And the special services is the second key activity, which those are our revivals, combined youth services, and events that carry a spiritual weight. It's not just about having fun. Amen. We do have fun in church, but it draws people to a deeper relationship and experience with God. So both kinds of events serve the same purpose. They give people reasons to show up. And when people show up together, love grows. We're aiming for at least one community event per quarter and one group-specific event per quarter. So that's at least. I know that the youth team, they put together many more than that. Amen. But that's our aim. Next slide, please. The next objective is to connect people. And that's not talking about relationships. That's talking about connecting people into not just those relationships, but into a meaningful relationship with God. So a new convert is connected, that's connected to faithful saints, is going to be blessed. But one that is not is really at risk. The vine and the branches illustration in John 15 is the picture here. You cannot bear fruit if you're not connected to the vine. But in our context, the vine includes the local church as an avenue for people to feel the power of God and to grow in the knowledge and grace of the Lord Jesus. We connect people to Apostolic Lighthouse, to Apostolic Doctrine, to Pentecostal worship, and to the United Pentecostal Church International. The goal here is that every new person is that they're not just attending on Sundays, but that they are rooted and that they know people and people know them and they're being discipled. So here are the key activities that will help with that, which is our connect strategy. Elements Module 1 is an entry point, and it's a 6-session foundational class that walks new people through the basics of salvation, belonging, and the life of faith. We don't just put them in a class, we assign them to a church family connection, and that is a faithful church member who commits to reaching out to that new person at least twice a month with a phone call, a text, an invitation to lunch, going to make coffee, or just to make contact. That personal touch is what turns a visitor into family. The next slide, please. That next objective is to grow. Growth doesn't happen by accident. It has to be pursued. This, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, commands us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's a command. It's not a suggestion. We have to create a culture at Apostolic Lighthouse where people are always growing, always learning, always pressing deeper into the Word, always developing more in prayer. And we've got to ask ourselves, every person needs to ask themselves this question. What am I doing right now to grow spiritually? What are the ways that I grow spiritually? And it's not to compare yourself to someone else, but it's out of a genuine desire to grow. That's from Bishop to me. What are you doing to grow spiritually? I'll tell you right now, I'm reading books. I'm reading a book called The Armor of God, and it's very helpful. Praise the Lord. It actually helped me to help someone else the other day. Amen? Praise God. Now, discipleship, it's not optional if you're going to be apostolic, because the apostles were disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The key activities for grow. Amen. It happens in a community, and it happens in the structure of our church. Elements modules 2 and 3 take people deeper. Module 2 covers relational health and communication and faithfulness. And not to mention, it's on Monday nights. So that invites the new person that's getting connected and wants to grow to our prayer meetings on Monday nights. And module 3 is also on Monday nights. It's doctrinal. And it's the Word of God, the oneness of God, the gospel, the new birth, the church, and the last things. These are, of course, pillars in our apostolic faith. And our people need to be grounded in them. Amen. What good is saying, I believe, if when you're asked, you can't answer the question? What do you believe? Praise the Lord. Beyond elements, of course, we encourage discipleship through Monday night prayer, Bible study night that you're at tonight, Bible studies like the one at Pastor Greeley's house on Sunday afternoon, and I do a Bible study called Freedom in Christ on Fridays throughout the year, and those are opportunities that really meet specific needs, and it's really a great opportunity to grow. But we want to take every opportunity we can to gather people around the Word and to gather people in prayer. Prayer changes things. Amen. I thought I'd get one amen from that. Praise the Lord. Go ahead to the next slide, please. And then the final one here is serve. And service is the mark of maturity. When a believer has been welcomed, loved, connected, and is actively growing, the natural next step is to give back. Give freely as you have been given freely. Acts chapter 3, verse 3 gives us a blueprint. Look for people of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, and appoint them to serve. So we're looking for servants, not just volunteers. And there is a difference. A volunteer shows up when it's convenient. A servant shows up because they are called to serve. They're called to serve. It's not just to check a box of achievement. It's because God is really drawing on the heart of someone to fulfill that calling. Amen. And she's ready to serve already. I can tell. She's a worshiper. Hey, that's what babies are supposed to do. Amen. Our goal is to identify, develop, and release servants into every area of this ministry, including pastoral leadership. Because if we're going to plant other churches, we can't do it. I can't go start 6 churches. I tell you that right now. Amen. I can help start 6 churches. I can train 6 leaders. Amen. The next slide is the last one. And this final slide is a call to action for our leaders. Elements 4 equips people for holy, separated, spirit-filled living. And out of that flows a desire to serve. In that Elements Module 4, we include a spiritual gifts assessment, and it really helps to place you somewhere within the church according to what the Word of God shows you is your gifting and calling from the Lord. Our job is to keep our eyes open as the servants of the Lord. When you see someone who has a servant's heart, make a mental note of it. Bring that name to me. We want to develop teams across every area. We have need for hospitality, for prayer leadership, for the children's ministries, for youth ministries, for worship, the worship team, for outreach. There are so many things which we can do. Amen. That outreach reminds me of the Pentecostal Life. The last article of Pentecostal Life had digital evangelism, which it kind of works, it kind of doesn't, but it's needed. And so there's digital marketing, and there are folks that are helping push out emails to people. Amen? Nobody really should be sitting on the sidelines. Everybody can serve. Everybody has a role in the family. If you think about this, and this really matches my experience at home and me growing up and in my home life now, is that when my kids were young, they really didn't help. They were actually more work than they were help. And so as new children and babes in Christ, they're really not as much help as they are work. And that's just true. But as they grow, as they get closer to God, as they start hearing the voice of our Heavenly Father, they begin to be called to help. If you're at my house in any given day, you're going to hear, James. And that's because I need James's help with something most of the time. And James is a great worker and helper. I envy any boss that's going to get this young man as a worker. Praise the Lord. Because as he's grown up, he's matured, he's responsible for more things, and we just gave him a phone number. All right. But not everybody can call him, praise the Lord. Amen. But can we stand together and come back to the worship? I've purposely truncated my teaching this evening so that we're not going to be here late. But we want to jump back into worship. And I want you to think about this as we're worshiping. As we're lifting up the Lord, I want you to think about where you might be in all of this. And just ask God that question. Lord, what is next for me? Lord, how can I grow? Can we do that right now? Lord, how can I grow, Jesus? What can I do, Lord God, to get closer to you, Jesus? Hallelujah, Lord.